Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast. It's the Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week we're talking about Star Wars The Black Series Wave 5. We just talked about Wave 4, so it's kind of surprising. We got Wave 4 last month, we got Wave 5 right now, and Wave 3 was in like December. So there's a bit of a gap there. But the important thing is we have something new. And this wave of something new has legitimately new figures, which it's been a while since we've had new characters from any movie, let alone the original trilogy, so I'm very happy to say it's a pretty good wave. As of me recording this right now, we still have some in stock because I ordered a couple extra just in case you wanted one. I'd recommend ordering the case, free shipping, not a bad deal. Let's talk about the new guys. Well, let's first talk about the old guys. In addition to the new guys, in this case, you'll be getting the Jedi training Luke and Yoda from the last wave, the Stormtrooper Commander and Torin Farr from the last wave, and the rest of the guys are new. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, that's right. So anyway, let's start looking through these. I've gotten some interesting comments about these figures this week. For those of you who don't know, I run a couple of toy news and review and general blathering sites. So I'm always curious to see how people react to things. And some reacted more positively than others. Ryi's is a new sculpt. It is the first new Ryi's since 1998. The previous new Ryi's was 1983. This one is closer to the 98 version, except he is almost super articulated. He's got joints everywhere except for the ankles, so the boots look good. The wrists swivel, pop off pretty easily. This is not a figure designed for sitting, but the sculpted detail is really good. The way they painted the head, hands, and neck is just remarkable. It's gorgeous. It's molded in gray plastic, but if you look at it, it does not look like it's painted that much, and it doesn't look like it's not molded in kind of a fleshy pink color, but it's molded in like this ashy gray. I don't know how they did it. I'm really impressed. The teeth are painted white, and they're exposed. He's frowning. He's got three black eyes, two blasters. Each paw is posed, so there's a trigger finger, which I don't think they've ever really done this well before, and the guns are designed to fit in there. There's one gun in particular where he can just stick his finger right in the trigger guard, and you're all set. The only real drawback I have with this figure, there's two. When the head's a little small relative to previous Ryi's and Grand figures, not the end of the world, still a big head. The other problem is he cannot sit. The figure has a ball-jointed torso, which is an actual ball joint, so if you push a little too hard on it, it pops apart. You can put it back together again, it's not broken, but if you put it like more than a, I guess it would be 130-140 degree angle, it'll just kind of pop. So he can't sit in vehicles other than like the AST-5. If you're old enough to remember what that is, you're probably not that interested in listening to this podcast, but maybe you're not. I don't know. I'm that old. I remember. I love this stuff. And you can fit him in any standing vehicle. And I assume since most collectors will have him standing, and in the movie he basically stood around drinking, it's not the end of the world that he can't sit, but I'd prefer that he would be able to. And obviously if you pop off that skirt piece, which you can do if he pops apart at the waist, he can sit. So depending on your needs, you can make it work to your needs. It's just not perfect. I recommend it. I like him. It's way better than any previous Ryi's you have. And let's face it, it's been a long time. 1998 is making me feel old, I'll tell you that, because that was the year I graduated high school. So anyway, get the new Ryi's. Next up we have, okay, this is an interesting one. Jabba's Skiff Guard. That's the name on the package. The back of the package has nothing specific about who the character is. This package could be used for any Jabba Skiff Guard. I mean, here, I'll read you the bio. This Skiff Guard works for Jabba the Hutt. Skiff Guards are usually mercenaries or slaves whose duties include defending the skiff from attack and keeping prisoners in line. That could be anybody. That could be Weequay. That could be Poe Snitkin. That could be some of the various humans. It could be a Klaatu, a Nikto. Even Lando. They could have used this for the Lando Skiff Guard figure. So it's a super generic bio. I hope they did it that way so they can keep reusing it. And the figure itself, I have to wonder, did they not know what his name was? Did they not care? Did they not decide? Because there's been some, I don't want to say controversy because that implies a level of interest that isn't there. There's been some discussion on who this is because there's a guy named Sergeant Dolan who is who people have been asking for a while as a figure because that's the name we knew. But like a year ago, another guy wearing pretty much the same costume showed up called Brock Starcher. And I think that's who this is supposed to be. He includes a pike like Weequay has, and a pistol like the Jedi Luke figures usually have. They're both in gold, and he has 14 points of articulation. The way he's built is very similar to the 2007, 2008, 2009 Jabba figures. So there's no ball-jointed hips or anything like that. He's got the T-crotch, ball-jointed ankles and elbows and knees and head, swivel waist, swivel wrists. It's a good figure. It's not, you know, some people are like, it has to have ball-jointed everything or I won't buy it. And to which I say, keep not buying it because I know a lot of other people that want to get these figures, and if you didn't want it in the first place, it would make them very happy. They're not easy to get anymore. And he's a really good-looking figure, I think. Detail's good. He's got hoses going around the back of his neck. The helmet's nicely sculpted. Depending on how you look at it, it might look a little small. I don't know how big his species head should be. So maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But either way, what's important here is they made him. You can have one. And the suit looks pretty good. Some of those costumes weren't especially fancy. It was just, we got a jumpsuit, let's give him some boots, a belt, some gloves, and a hat, and call it a day. And they did a good job replicating it. I'm happy I own it. Really happy I own it. I mean, it's weird. I'm probably more excited about this figure than many of the ones I bought lately. It's just nicely done. And I recommend buying it. Totally worth it. Totally worth it. Next up is Wedge Antilles. This is the Empire Strikes Back version of him. Not the first one. The first one was in the late 90s. He was packaged with the Millennium Falcon carrying case for reasons I still don't understand to this very day. But Hasbro works in mysterious ways, especially when they call themselves Kenner. Wedge is based on previous sculpts that were used for the likes of a Luke Skywalker Hoth pilot and Dak Ralter. He has a flight cap sculpted on his head. Very good face head sculpt. A very good head sculpt. Face is molded in flesh color. The cap is painted. Hair's good. Eyebrows are good. In some angles, he looks a little tiny bit like Charlie Sheen, but at that size, everybody looks a little bit more idealized. He has two guns, and he has Luke's hands. So the hands are better suited to lightsabers and grappling hooks, but he can hold his blaster rifle and blaster pistol just fine. He has the strange floating crotch straps. They're there. He has no problem sitting in a snowspeeder. I used the 2010 version as a test subject, and I wish they'd re-release it so I could get more, or make a new cheap one. Actually, that's what I'd really like. I like the cheap ships a lot. And it's a good figure. In theory, nothing you don't already have if you've been collecting all the Rebel Pilots, but if you've been collecting all the Rebel Pilots, you want one more just as much as I do, so go ahead and get one. The helmet icons on the top are a little strangely shaped, but it's still pretty good. And with 14 points of articulation, it basically fits the standard set for most other pilot figures. So get it. You'll like it. It's good. Rounding out the series is 100% new sculpted Episode 3 Darth Vader. At first, people, myself included, speculated it was a mix-and-match figure. Turns out that's not the case. Everything's new. New rocker ankles, new bend and swivel wrists, new ball-jointed shoulders, ball-jointed hips, knees, elbows. Even the torso's ball-jointed. You can pop them apart just like Reese, only it's a lot harder to do. I don't think you're as likely to do it by accident. I didn't. On the other hand, okay, it's a good sculpt. I'm going to say that right now. It's a good engineering job 95% of the way. Almost everything about this figure is the best Darth Vader figure you'll ever buy. And keep that in mind as I continue, because you may choose to not agree with me, and you're welcome to do so, because it is, in essence, Hasbro's best effort at Darth Vader. You can see the thought they put into it. They did a really nice job. You gave him a lightsaber. It was fully lit. You never saw one in the movie, but you can't make Darth Vader without a lit lightsaber, so it's good that it's there. He also includes a lightsaber hilt. Again, you did see that in the movie. The problem is it doesn't attach to his belt, and, you know, in this era when we see price increases, every new piece of anything, a new paint deco app, a new accessory, even a significant change to the packaging in terms of die cut or something, adds to the cost of the figure. So, you know, it's a few cents here and there, but a few cents in China means an extra dollar on the shelf. So seeing the hilt, to me, is kind of a disappointment just because it can't fit to his belt. But it's nice that it's there. It's not hurting anybody. It's just a matter of, from a design engineering armchair quarterbacking standpoint, I'd love them to get the cost down just a tiny bit. Because, you know, we have a lot of these figures. As a collector, I mean, we've been doing this for a while. So anything you can get it down to an extra 50 cents or dollar off, I'd appreciate it. Deco is pretty good. The buttons on the chest are good. Mine has a little bit of a scrape on the gunmetal part of the shoulder. Not too fond of that, but it happens. You know, not everyone's perfect. On the other hand, what I do have a problem with is the head. It's a little smaller than I would like. That part's not a big deal, but the figure's head and cape fell off while I was removing it from the package. That disappointed me, but at first I thought, well, it sometimes happens. I'll just put it back on. It kept falling off. The head does not stay attached, at least not the way it was designed. I'm not entirely sure all of the details yet. I'm hearing some people are doing some mods to make it work, which I don't think that should be necessary. But you can make the head fall off just by touching it with your index finger at the top of the helmet. If you wiggle it back and forth, it comes off like a kid's loose tooth eventually. I'd say after maybe two or three pushes with the tip of your finger, somewhat lightly moving it, it'll come off. If you turn it more than a couple of degrees, it'll just loosen and come off. I don't even mean jerking it hard, or, you know, you can pop off any ball-jointed figure's head. It's not a challenge. But you can turn this figure upside down and it's okay. But with a little bit of movement, and I mean a tiny bit of movement, it will fall off. And as immature as it is to say, this is a figure fail, I mean, it kind of is. The head should stay on. It's a given to me. If you're a toy company, that should work. And even saying that, I'm still going to recommend you look into it, because rocker ankles, ball-jointed wrists. I mean, these are things you don't get with Darth Vader very much. And all Hasbro has to do to make this the best figure ever, retool that helmet. And maybe the neck peg, too. There's a post coming up down into the body and a ball that the head attaches to, and that goes down into the body, which is very different from how we usually see ball-jointed heads. As far as I can remember, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure, only one Darth Vader figure has had a full range of neck movement. That would be the vintage mold, because it had a it can rotate around and also had a way to look up and down. It was an unusual joint. I didn't even realize it was a ball joint for the first couple of years, which means I'm really qualified to talk about this stuff. But that kind of movement is possible without the head falling off. So just be warned if you buy this figure. If you're just going to put it on your shelf, it's fine. If you're going to pose it and put it in a diorama, you'll have no problems. You can probably have it sit in a vehicle without too much effort. It has the other thing I didn't care for was the cod pieces like they used to be. It's attached to the belt, so it's separate. So if you pose it in a way where it flips forward, that means when you put the legs back, it's going to look like he's happy to see you. And this is something they did away with as of 2006, I believe. Some of the Darth Vader figures stopped having that element, and I thought they were all the better for it. It's unfortunate it had to return. It doesn't ruin the figure, but a head falling off, to me, is kind of problematic, because I'd hate to think that, you know, in a move, maybe you'll lose the head if you don't put it in, like, a Ziploc bag or something. It should just stay attached to the body. That's all. That's the only real problem I have with the figure. And you may not have a problem with it. Some people really love it the way it is. Good for you. I'm happy for you. It's great that you have learned to live with these things. I just like figures that hold together real nice. I still recommend getting one. I still recommend the whole case. In order of preference, I would say Brock, Starscher, and Reese are my two favorites. Wedge is good. Vader is less than spectacular, but again, it's a great example of Hasbro's better engineering efforts, because in this wave you have Reese, who took away ankle joints, and Darth Vader, who added wrist bend and swivel joints and rocker or ankle joints. So you've got one that's a step forward and one that's a step back. Overall, it's good. And you get most of Wave 4, so if you don't have Wave 4 yet, this is a great box to get, because you'll get them too. For those of you who don't remember the quality of those figures, or don't want to listen to the other podcast, let's do a quick rundown. Dagobah Luke is good. The eyes are painted better in the Wave 5 case that I looked at than the Wave 4 case. Same with Yoda. A little less white paint, a little less sloppy. It's an improvement. They're both good figures. Yoda has 5 joints. Luke has more joints than any Star Wars figure ever, and other than FX7, and the backpack's a little bulky, but Yoda fits in just fine. What else do I want to talk about? Just making sure this is still recording. It is. Snowtrooper Commander, very good. Best Snowtrooper Commander yet. Hands come off a little easy. Little blaster falls in the holster just fine. And by falls, I mean fits. The multi-piece Stormtrooper rifle, very nice. And rounding it out is... what do we have rounding it out? Torrenfar. She is a retooled Hoth Leia with a blaster, a new vest, new arms, new head, and headphones. So this is a good case. If you don't have any of these figures, this is a great case. It ships for free as long as it's in stock at Entertainment Earth, if you live in the U.S. And I am thirsty as all get out, so I need to stop talking and get some water. Thank you for listening to the podcast and your kind indulgence. I hope to see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Hope you enjoy these and other figures. Next week, I don't know what I'm going to talk about yet. Could be Transformers, could be Star Wars. You got a request, let us know. We also have a new blog for you at news.entertainmentearth.com, where we're showing new products and some other movie news and stuff. They're doing a great job. I suggest checking it out. Add it to your feed today, or just make it a stop every day. And that's about all I got. You can keep following us on Twitter and Facebook and anywhere else you like. Just let us know. We'll go there. We'll have something for you. And I think it's a good place to stop. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Have a nice weekend, and I will see you next time.